with Theater Talk on WBFO. I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So again, you're jet setting around, and last week it was Washington, and this week you go to New York City.
New York. Well, we get to go to New York quite a lot during this season. You know why? It's the lead up to the Tonys, and there will be shows that bite the dust once they don't get nominations. And everybody's watching very closely what the percentage attendance is in Broadway houses right now, because in a couple of months, some of these shows will be gone. So I headed on down to pick up Rocky the Musical and Aladdin the Musical and a Broadway opening, Terrence McNally's Mothers and Sons.
Okay, so let's take those individually. Rocky. Now, I'm going to reveal my cards and tell you that anytime there's a show based on a movie, I get cranky.
Well, that's really going to limit your options on Broadway lately.
It is the way
of the world. And I will admit, since it's confession time, Gabe, that I went in with a very bad attitude. The New York Times had already pretty well trashed this musical, and I was ready to dislike it as well. And then on toward intermission, I was realizing I am having an awfully good time.
What was it that made you connect with the show?
The character is so compelling. The story is simple but wonderful. It's a loser who gets an opportunity and makes the best of it and has a triumphant moment. It's a very good material for a musical, and I thought Rocky the Musical was sensational. Andy Carl is terrific in the title role, and it leads up to 10 minutes of the most thrilling fight choreography I've ever seen in my life, as the boxing ring floats out over the orchestra seats and they go 15 rounds, and it's amazing. I recommend it.
And it followed the movie?
Absolutely. Faithful? There's no dog.
Oh, the Bupkis, that's right.
But it's Yo Adrian.
And the audience?
The audience absolutely responded.
Excellent. So we're going on now to Aladdin, another film based on the movie. I think I'm more accepting of Disney films being made into plays.
Okay.
I don't know why.
I can't explain that either. Of course,
but
Aladdin.
But The Lion King was very popular, you know.
Yes. Well, Aladdin, of course, was from 1001 Nights, you know, Tales of the Arabian Nights originally. Aladdin the Musical, again, I think that this is the best of the Disney musicals. I have not liked them all. I did not like Little Mermaid, though I adored the first 10 minutes of Lion King. I think its popularity is only due to the fact that it was such a popular movie. Aladdin is a very good musical with a central performance by the fellow playing the genie. We can give him a Tony Award. He doesn't even need to come to the ceremony. He will win it. He is astonishing. And that I recommend as well. And I saw Terrence McNally's Mothers and Sons, and that was exciting because I was invited to the opening, including the party at Sardi's, and it went beautifully. They knocked it out of the park. It's Tyne Daly as a woman who, 20 years before, her son has died of AIDS, and now she has shown up to visit his former lover. Why? What is she doing here?
And then you did have time to see some plays locally. You did see Once.
I saw Once, which is still up. Once, the musical, Tony Award, Best Musical. And I forgot how much I enjoyed that. It's an Irish man who is a musician who's lost his girlfriend and lost his lease on life, and a Czech girl immigrant to Dublin gets him to reconnect with his music and life. And though they fall in love, well, what happens is you have to go see Once, and it's beautifully staged, a terrific tour. And there are still tickets available. It started Tuesday, but tonight and through the weekend. So you can still see that at Shays, and I recommend it.
Mm-hmm. And another play that you recommend from our conversation, Robin Hood.
At the Theater of Youth. Oh, it's adorable. It's one of those shows that will make a child fall in love with theater for the rest of their life. You know, all of that answering back to the stage and running through the aisles and guys swinging on ropes and swashbuckling sword fights and a spunky Maid Marian, you know, half maid, half Gloria Steinem. You know how they do? Great, great fun. Directed by Chris Kelly with Adam Rath as Robin Hood. First-rate cast. Very, very good.
Fantastic. And Mud.
Mud, Maria Irene Fornes, the great off-Broadway writer. An expressionistic rendering of this play, remarkable set by Christina Siegel, which is absolutely worth seeing, an eye-popping rendering of this play.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.